Welcome, this is Voice of Change, a syndicated radio broadcast and podcast airing since 2011. Voice of Change is committed to raising the leader in you, and because time is the unit of life, I assure you that the next few minutes you have decided to invest in your own leadership journey will be rewarded with a definite paradigm shift. Stay with me on Voice of Change. Welcome to Voice of Change, your radio program on leadership. A Native American proverb says, "We can only be what we give ourselves the power to be." That is such a powerful statement because it presupposes that we have the power to decide what we will be. We only need our own permission to become who we should be. And also, we need to plan. We need to take some certain decisions. We need to follow the decisions with actions, not procrastination, but actions. We need to take some deliberate steps to make sure that we become what we are meant to be. It means also that we have the ability within us. You have the ability within you to become who you are meant to be. Does that mean we do not need outside help? Of course we do. You're listening to Voice of Change because you believe that Voice of Change will help you on your journey. You could have tuned in to a music program, or you could have wandered away in your thoughts, but you're listening to Voice of Change. We can take deliberate steps to take us to our destination in leadership. However, what I've discovered is many people do not even have a destination. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Stay tuned to Voice of Change. We'll be back after this break.
Voice of Change is offered by AB Consulting and Orphan Churches Foundation partners. Subscribe to Voice of Change podcast today on iTunes and Spotify, and don't miss a single episode.
Welcome back to Voice of Change. I'm your host, Olajumoke Adenowo, and my handle is @JumokeAdenowo on Instagram. And I would like to hear what you think. Before the break, I said that many people have not even identified their destination as leaders, meaning, what kind of leader am I? Am I even a leader at all? If you've been listening to Voice of Change, I am sure you are in no doubt at all that you are a leader, because we are all leaders in one area of life or the other. At times we are leaders, at other times we are followers. But there is an area of life in which when you speak, the whole world or your own world will follow you. Leadership is not about personal ambition or merely chasing significance or prominence. Leadership is certainly not what many people think it is, which is maybe leadership in a market position only, having money. Leadership is about serving humanity. Serving humanity what? Serving humanity yourself. That's it. That is serving humanity your gift. I look at you and I believe that you are a package sent to this generation to make a tangible difference. You have your own gifts. You have your passion. You have something to offer that nobody else has. And the beginning of a journey of leadership is identifying your difference, knowing how you are different from everybody else, what you have that nobody else has, what you have that sets you apart, what you can offer that nobody else can offer in quite the same way in which you can offer it. And you know, nobody has an excuse, because we are seeds. I see all of us as seeds. We all carry in our DNA something special, something different. In every seed, there is a forest, but you will never see the forest come to fruition until you sow that seed. We will never know what gifts you carry until you take that decision to begin to serve. That means the leader in you will never be seen until you decide to serve humanity with your gift. And you might say, what is that? I don't have any gift. It's not possible. Everybody has one. You might have had the story on Voice of Change about these parents that had a son, and the son was mentally challenged. He was developmentally challenged. In those days, the facilities, the institutions for people with mental development challenges were not very good. And the parents did not have the heart to have their son raised outside their home. So they kept him with them because they believed in him. He wasn't contributing anything to the house. He couldn't wash dishes. He couldn't make conversation. Some people won't even bring such a child home from the hospital. But anyway, he lived with them. And then the next child came, a son, brilliant. Another son, well, everything was normal. Well, they had this first child who had this challenge. So the other children would have piano teachers come and teach them. And the second son was being taught by a piano teacher and was struggling with a particularly difficult score one day. And they had to take a break. It was too tough for him. So he took a break. He walked away from the hallway where he was practicing and his teacher left with him. As they were taking a break from this very, very difficult piece, they suddenly heard somebody playing that difficult piece, note for note. It was a complete recital. It was excellent. Not one note dropped. It was perfect. And everybody wondered who was making this beautiful music. And they turned around and they came into the room and saw the boy who was supposedly useless, supposedly challenged. He was a son who everybody thought had no gift. He was the one playing the piano. So to make sure it was him, the teacher moved closer and he played a score. And this, again, the supposedly non-gifted, useless son played the score note for note without dropping it. He played complicated pieces, Beethoven, Mozart, everything this challenged boy played. It suddenly dawned on everybody that perhaps he did not have the giftings that everybody thought he should have. But he had one stellar gift, and that gift was this. He could play any piece of music that he could hear without dropping a note, beautifully, excellently, without being taught. And therefore, he became the one son that the entire family was known for. His parents toured the whole world with him, and he played to packed concert halls, the son that supposedly had no gift. So today, don't look down on yourself. You think you have no gift. Why do you think so? What is that thing you can do so well and you do effortlessly and others struggle with it? Before the next broadcast, take some time out and write a list. What are my gifts? What are my talents? What are the things I just do effortlessly without thinking about it? I celebrate you, my listener, because I assure you, you are a gift to this generation. You are not a byword. You will leave your footprints on the sands of time.